towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercies I see.
K-A-Y-T, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Sounds like some people know how to bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In this room is found out.
Hallelujah.
There's no other name.
Hallelujah.
That you can call on.
Amen.
In times of trouble.
Thank you, Jesus.
In times of hardship. Difficulty. One songwriter said there's something about the name.
Amen.
Jesus. The sweetest name.
Yes, Lord.
That I know.
Yes, Lord.
Paul says that at the name of Jesus,
yeah,
one of these days every knee is gonna bow. Every tongue is gonna confess.
Yes.
So, the problem is, for some of us, you got to decide which side you're going to be on. Everybody's going to confess it.
Yes.
But some of us going to be on the safe side. Some will be on the condemned side. But if you're on the safe side, you ought to have no problem calling on, celebrating the name Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
My Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
My Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Maybe.
Thank you, Jesus.
Maybe there are other names that you know. So if I could add to that song, there's no other name that works.
Amen.
You may know other names.
Yes, Lord God.
But no other name's going to work. Like the name of our Redeemer, our Savior, our Healer, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. To all of you, the people of God, we greet you once again on this first Sunday morning. God bless you today. Thank you for being here with us. And to those in the virtual space, we thank God for you today as well. Officers and members and ministers, leaders, all of you, we thank God for your presence. And we just thank God for another day. Amen. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. One more time. Amen. Amen. I'm glad to be in the house of God. Amen. I'm glad to be here. Through all that God has brought us through, all that you've seen, all that you've experienced, and you learned it's not even about your circumstances being the way you want them to be. You just so grateful you made it. Amen. You know, if we watch baseball, sometimes you run in on home. Sometimes you get tagged on home. And sometimes you slide in on home. But it don't matter how you got home. The good news is you may have slid on in home on today. And we thank God that you're here. St. John chapter 5. There's a word from the Lord that we've been led to share with you today. St. John chapter number 5, Gospel according to John. God bless you today. St. John chapter 5. Do y'all know it's a joy and a fun to praise God? It really is. I really wish y'all would. One of these days, my prayer, y'all let your hair down. And stop worrying about being so dignified. These people you trying to impress, they ain't. And mess around and have the right sickness, the right tragedy and all that. And when you go through enough stuff, you ain't cute no more. Nah, you ain't cute. You done messed around and lived through some stuff. You ain't studying nobody looking at you crazy. Let me leave y'all alone. You know, sometimes to help us party in the world, we have to be under the influence. Some essence of the earth and the devil's nectar. But don't you know in the church you can be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And you mess around and get the can't help it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You don't want to cut up like you're cutting up.
Hallelujah.
You can't help it.
Hallelujah.
You don't mean to lift your hand and offend people, but you just can't help it. St. John chapter 5. Father, thank you now.
Thank you, Jesus.
For this opportunity and privilege to be in your house, to be in this worship. And we thank you in advance for this word you're getting ready to deposit into your children's life. Thank you, Father, for this word today. May it fall on good ground, bring forth fruit, that our lives may be better for it. Thank you for every man, woman, boy, or girl, under the sound of your voice, that you have a word for your people today. I yield myself to you, Father, as your chosen vessel for this season. And I say, Father, think with my mind, speak with my mouth. Use me, O Father, however you see fit to do it. Preach until hell shakes. Preach until people get happy. Preach, O Father, till people change. May you get the glory from it all. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. St. John chapter 5, beginning at verse number 1. You got it? The Word of God reads like this. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Somebody beats me in line. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Can I repeat that real quick? The impotent man says, Sir, I ain't got nobody. Nobody helps me. Every time I try to get to the water, to get to the pool to get better, somebody steps me and breaks me in line. Jesus says, Get up. Get up from there. Take up your bed, and don't just get up, walk. And immediately, the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Grass withers, the flowers fade ever, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Will you do me a favor on your way to your seat? Look to a neighbor. And I told you before, don't sit next to nobody you don't like. That's your fault sitting next to somebody you don't like. So you might be going to look them in the eye and look them in the mask and say to them, neighbor, good morning. God's word to us. It's shake back season. That's the wrong neighbor. Yeah. Find you another neighbor, go get happy with you. And look them in the eye and say, neighbor, God's word to his people is shake back season. Come on, give him a praise that you're ready to receive what God has for you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Who's that back there? Is that Kim back there with that? It's the season for the children of God to shake back. You've been here too long. It's time for you and I to get up. Be what God called us to be and do what God called us to do. It matters not what's going on. Matters not who said what. Matters not even what you did. God is not done with you. If God were done with you, I promise you, you wouldn't be here right now. If God wanted you home, he knows your address. And so you might well go ahead and take this time now and prepare yourself to shake back. You got to stop crying over spilled milk. Worrying about who don't love you. Worrying about who don't like you. Worrying about what went wrong. And trust that God, you knew I was going to go through this before I even got through it. But on this day of my life, God has come through your neighborhood. God has come to your situation. God has come to your mind and say it's time for you to shake back. It's time for you to get back your family. Get back your joy. Get back your peace. Get back your children. Get back your praise. Get back your worship. Get back your word. Get back your purpose. Get back your smile. Get back your celebration. It's time for the people of God to shake back. You got knocked down, but you ain't getting knocked out. You went through it, but you came out. If you're still in it, you're making it through. It's time for God's people to trust him enough to say, Lord, I trust you for my shake back. And when I shake back, ain't no stopping me now. When I shake back, I'm going to praise you. When I shake back, I'm going to work for you. When I shake back, I'm going to give you glory. It's time. People of God, shake back. I don't know who I'm preaching to. But by two or three or four of us, don't mind admitting in this room, and maybe online, I need to shake back. I've been grieving privately, suffering in silence. People don't know some of the stuff behind your smile, behind that clothing, behind that makeup. It's some pain going on. It's some suffering going on. But God's word to you, if you'll just trust me, today I came back with the word for your life. It's time for you. Shake back. That's it. That's all I got. That's all I got. That's all I got. I don't care if it was sin. I don't care if it was setbacks. I don't care if it's struggles. None you facing now. I need to tell somebody this. None you facing now is bigger than your God. And you got to stop living like that bill is bigger than your God. Stop living like that grief is bigger than your God. For I will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. I once was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. God is a peacemaker. God is a wonderful God. Now, here's the problem. Sit down. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. This thing is given today to us corporately. But I'm smart enough and wise enough to know that everybody ain't gonna get it. So what you gotta decide to do is I don't care what my neighbor do. I don't care what my neighbor say. I don't care how they looking at me. I don't care how they roll their eyes at me. I don't care how they have their nose up at me. I'm shaking back. Today is the day for you to make a personal decision. Yes. This is not a popular move.
Yes, Lord.
Because according to the world, you have every reason in the world to stay wallowing.
Right.
If you go by what you feel, you can just stay laying there.
Yeah.
If you're going by what you see, just go on lay there. But if you really go walk by faith,
yes,
and not by sight,
yes,
today is your day to shake back.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah,
Jesus, in John's gospel, has been healing and doing miracles in Galilee, away from Jerusalem, away from the holy city. He has turned water to wine. He has healed a nobleman's son. And Jerusalem say, I want some of that. Missed it. Jesus has been in a healing mood. He just ain't been where everybody know he been healing. And he's so much of a God that he don't just keep his healings to certain areas. That he'll heal anybody because he's so much God that he don't even need your vote to bless you. He don't even need your will to bless you. He don't even need your prayers to bless you. But because he's God, he'll do it because he want to do it. The text said that he happens to be in Jerusalem for one of the feasts, one of the celebrations, which means that Jesus is a good Jew because he's heading to Jerusalem on this random day, they think, to celebrate and commemorate Passover or one of the other feasts of the Jews. They don't know, like the Lord knows, that he had other things and other plans on his mind. I wish today I had some people who didn't just come to church called this Sunday, who didn't just come because it's the day of the feast, but you came today for business, came to expect God to move in your life, in your children's life, in your family life, in your church life, in my neighbor's life. I came expecting God to do something in my life. Text says that on his way to Jerusalem, outside of Jerusalem, he's in this place called Bethesda. Can the church say Bethesda? Bethesda's name means house of mercy or house of grace. Missed it. Jesus has come. Power, God, not just Jesus, Son of God, but Jesus, God, the Son, has come to Bethesda, and he is a place of grace. He's come to a place of grace outside of the Temple of Jerusalem or these pools of Bethesda. These pools, one 55 feet deep, one next to it 65 feet deep, and it's got four porches or porticos around it. It's five of us, four around, and it's one in the middle. Splitting between these two pools are a whole bunch of porches. It's a pretty picture, but you got ugly stuff going on. I'm gonna try it again. Outside of Bethesda here, the pool of Bethesda, Jesus had to pass by a porch. He found these two pools of Bethesda. They're twin pools. You got a deep end. And you got a shallow end. You got one 55 feet deep, one 65 feet deep. You got a porch in the middle and four other porches with coverings over it all around. And around it is nothing but sick folk. That ain't the shout. The shout, I'm gonna get to the sick folk in a minute. But I'm trying to tell you that Jesus is passing by. Pool of Bethesda. And these pools, Bethesda means house of grace and mercy. And the text tells you that there are two pools. And these pools are not empty. These pools got water in them. Around the pools are porches, places to sit, and places to be covered. I'm going to try one more time. I got to because I got to work with y'all. Y'all go work me today. It's Bethesda. And Jesus is at a place where there's a pool. And the pool is divided in two. You got one 55 feet deep, another one 65 feet deep. There's a porch in the middle. With a place to sit and some shade to cover you. Around the pool are four other porches or porticos at a place called Grace. At a place called Grace, there's somewhere to sit and there's somewhere to be covered.
Okay, I'm fine.
No matter what you got going on, you can go to a place of grace where you can sit and can be covered until you get better. Is there anybody in the house of God who can thank him that he has placed people and places in your life where you can at least be covered and a place you can learn and a place you can be better while he works on your situation? Can the church say grace? See, that's what's wrong with us. That's what's wrong with us as a people. We're so busy complaining about right now that we don't even know how we're being covered and kept while you complain. Thank you, Lord, for a place where I can go through it and be covered and kept and be blessed. Here it is. He's going to find this. He's going to stop for one man who God wants to shake back. Now, text says that around this area is a multitude of impotent folk. Jesus passes by and sees impotent multitude. Multitude means a lot of folk who messed up with one thing or another. Impotent, can't move, no power, no hope. Withered, sick, lame, blind. I'm just waiting till you can find your category. All got something going on. But Jesus stops and wants to deal with one man to hopefully help the rest of them. Well, let me go on her, cut across the field. Here it is. Here it is, because the way y'all look at me, I'm about going to cut across the field. Here it is. If you want to shake back, can I find three people who want to shake back?
Yeah.
That way I'll just preach to y'all.
Yes, Lord.
I ain't going to worry with nobody else today. I want to know who want to shake back. Who said I had enough of this hell in my life, enough of this foolishness in my life? I want to shake back. Okay, I just want to make sure I knew who I was dealing with. Thank you. Sit down. Thank you, him. Thank you. Okay. Okay, because I ain't want to come talk to people who don't want to do no better. Today I want to talk to people who know I'm in the hospital, I'm sick as a dog, and I need somebody to help me. All right, here it is. Here it is. You ready? You want to shake back? Y'all ain't halfway answering me. You want to shake back? Here's what you got to do. Number one, evaluate your environment. You got to do a personal evaluation of your environment. Because sometimes It's not about what God want to do that's stopping you. It's these people you hanging around. Texas, at a place of grace where people should be better, you got everybody around who's sick, miserable, negative, messy, lying, complaining, backbiting, malicious, but you're still sitting there. Every, cause misery. There it is already, Lord. There it is already. Normally the Lord get me in point two or three. The Lord done shut the house down on point number one. Because the reason why you can't shake back is because you hanging with people holding you back. You don't want no better because they don't want no better. And when you want better, they make you feel bad about wanting better. And they call you uppity, call you arrogant. I don't ain't uppity or arrogant. I just want better for myself. I don't want to be a loser. I don't want to be left out. I want what God has for me. But you got so many people who are so used to being sick and messy, they don't want better and don't want better for you. All right. Get your Bible. Get your Bible. Get your Bible. There are five porches. Verse 3 says, in these, y'all missed it. You got five porches. Text says, in these. Sitting in it. Or a great multitude of impotent folk. Blind. You know what blind mean, don't you? You know what blind mean? Can't see. No, impotent mean ain't got no power. You know what withered mean? Dried up. Hey, you know what halt mean? Won't move. I might be in the pool today looking at some blind, withered, impotent, halt people because you've been here about an hour, ain't lifted your hand, ain't told the Lord thank you, ain't said, Lord, I praise your name, ain't gave him no glory because you're withered, halt, blind or impotent. But when you have been touched by the hand of God, you can't keep this thing to yourself. I'm not uppity. I'm not trying to show out. I'm just trying to give God the glory. Is there anybody who can look at their environment and say, God, thank you that you blessed me no matter what? Jesus said, you know, Jesus said this in one of his gospel accounts, that when you mess around and have blind people hanging together, in the group of blind folks, somebody try to be a leader. And when the blind, lead the blind. All y'all, tell your neighbor, all y'all, go in the ditch. Evaluate your environment today. Who are you keeping company with? Who are you hanging around with? That's why you can't give God your best, because you already gave it to other people who can't help you, who can't bless you. Okay. All right. Here's how you evaluate. Watch when people show up to you. Do they show up in your mountain or in your valley? That'll help you identify your environment. Because some people love to help you grieve, but don't want to help you grow. We will pack the house for a funeral, but won't show up for a baptism. Because we look at our environment, and our environment is so negative that you'll start thinking you can't do any better. And when you start thinking you can't do any better, you won't do any better. I'm preaching, Ben, y'all saying amen. It ain't that God don't want better for you. You don't understand it. You don't want better for yourself because you're basing God on other people who just as sick as you are. I wish you would get past trying to impress somebody. I wish you would get past trying somebody to call your name. I wish you would get past somebody thinking you all that and come be honest with God. Take off the mask. Take off the false faith and say, Lord, here I am in your presence. I need your touch. Because you got some people who can't move at the pool. And you got some people who won't move. Here's the problem. All of them laying down. Mm-hmm. It's the company you keeping that's getting you in trouble. Can't you see by now? You see where they end up, and you see where you end up being around them, and it don't be nothing but trouble, and you still want to hang with them, and wonder why you still can't see, and they can't see. You can't move. They can't move either. You broke. They broke.
It's good. It's good.
You silly. They silly. You need to have somebody in your circle with some sense.
Right.
Can I pastor real quick? Will you stop hanging with fools, please? Stop hanging with stupid people. Because birds of a feather. That's all right. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen.
That's good.
Part of you shaking back is not you just walking toward Jesus. Because look, Jesus done showed up here, right? Jesus showed up. But see, you got to leave them people alone. Can I ask you a question? Can't you see they in the same shape you in? Here's your shot for somebody who I just love them. Here's your shot right here. I be want to help them. I be, you messed up.
That's good. That's good.
Yo, ain't been but one man who was sent to die for everybody else. His name is Jesus.
That's right.
He ain't tell you to die for them. And you better stop letting yourself, killing yourself, giving somebody else life who don't want no better. That's my child. No, he a man now. He's still sorry because you ain't showed him no better. Get in trouble, get mad at me all you want. I don't care. At some point in time, you got to evaluate your environment. If you want to be around losers, you're going to have a loser mindset. You want to be around sorry folk, you will be have a sorry mindset. But when you get around people who want to do better, this is something get about you and you want better for yourself. Stop hanging with people who don't want better. All God speaks to us. All God shows us. Opportunity after opportunity. Blessing after blessing. Yeah. Miracle after miracle. Sign after sign. Wonder after wonder. And you let them bums talk you out of your blessing. You let them bums talk you out of because they can see you coming out. And they ain't got enough courage to come out, so they're trying to keep you from coming out. Oh, I better leave that alone. See, that's wrong with us. See, progress shows that you can do better. I had times when I was in school, especially at college, when I actually, for once, knew answers. That's just my testimony. You can laugh. I don't care. Every now and then, I happen to have known the answers. It wasn't very often. But every now and then, I happen to know some answers. And I had friends who didn't want to study. But they want my answers. But don't want to go through the process I went through to get the answers. So when test day come, I can't tell y'all in church the slang I gave them back. But I finally had to tell them no. Because why? Because see, if the teacher watching us, I studied and go still fail. Because I'm helping people who don't want to do right. Now we both got F's on the same report card. Because I ain't got enough integrity to evaluate my environment. And y'all, we gonna miss on shake back trying to be popular. That's for you young folk. That's for you adults as well.
Amen.
Keep trying to be popular. You don't have integrity.
Amen. Amen.
It is not God's will that his people keep being impotent, keep being blind, keep being halt, keep being withered. And he's showing up. Now, what you got to stop doing, and I got to stop doing, stop blaming the portico. Stop blaming the pool. Watch this, y'all. If you go, okay, we're going to shake back. You got to evaluate your environment. Y'all mad about that. Let's see if you'll be mad about point number two. Point number two is, yeah, you sure could get mad about this. Because you're going to shake back. Not only do you evaluate your environment, but you got to eliminate excuses. I know. I know. I know you're hot with me. I understand you're hot with me. I'm mad, too. Because watch this. Many original texts did not include verse number four about going some angel stirring up the pool. God never said that. That's not godly. People said. Legend had it that that's the way to get better. An angel got to stir the pool, and if you happen to get down there to the pool when the water stirred, then you can get saved and get blessed. That's not what God said. That's why some original versions of the Bible don't include verse number four. Many don't even include that because that ain't even in the Bible. It's what man has said and try to make it be a part of the process. That you got to be in line. That the angel got to stir the water. Not understanding that in a pool, the water came from the mountain and trickled down to the pool. Because people wouldn't look up, they were looking at, they thought it had to be an angel to stir the pool up. Now understand that the water had to come from a source. Y'all missed your shout. That it came from a source up high, but because people so busy looking down and looking around, they never look up and don't understand where the water come from. So watch this. People are starting making up stuff. Ooh, preacher, 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 preacher. People are starting making up stuff as to why you can't do any better. A whole multitude of people laying around trying to get the one moment for a pool to be stirred. As though to indicate that the power comes from water. Okay, I understand when y'all coming in from work, because y'all work nights and stuff. Yeah. That's the only reason you're up that time of night watching TV. Because you work nights and you get off late, and or the Lord troubles you in spirit and you are praying for somebody, and you watch TV and you see this brother here called Peter Popoff. And this brother Peter Popoff has a bottle of water, and he calls it healing water, miracle water, and he sell it to you, and you have all these people who look just like us. Ain't never nobody else who look like anybody else who do get those testimonials. It's always us. I gave him $10 and I drank this water and now I got $25,000 in my account. Tell him again how much you got. $25,000 in my account. I drank that water and I was sick yesterday and today I feel a whole lot better because I drank that miracle water. Tell him again what you did. I drank that miracle water and now I feel, it's always us. I don't care.
Tell the truth.
Okay.
You're telling the truth. That's the truth.
You don't catch no other ethnicity on them commercials but us. We got our silly sales on there crying because we built a salesman. We helping him sell water. Tell him again, I came and I've been going through stuff and I'm in foreclosure and I gave him my check. And ever since I gave him my check, I got number checks in the mail. Because I drank this bottle of water. Are you crazy? Now, it don't seem y'all getting mad because y'all done bought that water. Don't get mad at me because y'all been buying that water.
All right.
And you ain't got your check yet.
That's right.
Because somebody told you a shortcut. Never deal with Jesus, but then deal with Jesus' works. I never have to deal with his word, but I always can get his works.
Right.
Never have to learn his heart, but I always got to get his hand.
Right.
And you let people tell you a shortcut to success. And you'll make up stuff and make it be God's will. Instead of working, let me go scratch off. Let me use my birthday and my children's birth year, the last four digits of my Social Security number. I don't care about y'all getting mad, because we making up stuff and want to make it God's will. Bless, right now, my grandmother's a blessed memory. Not their grandma, my maternal grandmother. She's sleeping with Jesus right now. But she had an old microwave at the house. And this old microwave she had at the house, for some reason, it was old. It was what? Old. And so when stuff get older like that, electronics, it don't work right. But for some reason, my grandmother, bless her heart right now, she's resting. She done folded up her tent and moved upstairs. I know she done seen the Lord. I know she in the Lord's presence. But I didn't understand what she was going through. Because for some reason, the microwave kept showing the number 7. Deaconess, Sunday school teacher, child of God. And came told me, oh, the Lord showed me something. Because ain't the number 7 mean perfect? Yes, ma'am. And that 7 keep popping up on my microwave. I believe the Lord showed me something. So I'm thinking she's finna go and, you know, sow $7 into the ministry or something. She went and bought, got a lottery ticket. Multiples of 7. 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42. And waited Saturday night at 9:59. But I'm bopping up and down. Y'all remember the old lottery thing come on for the news? But I'm bopping up and down. And she sat there waiting on all her numbers. 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42. Because she knew the Lord showed her what numbers to pick. And put her faith in God in a lottery ticket, her last $2. Sat there and watched the news, and not even one number, close to 7. Now you cussing. You were worshiping at 8:30, because you know the Lord done spoke to you. At 10:05, then bleepity bleep bleep, I'm done. God don't work through those kind of processes. Jesus stops by and see this man who been laying on a mat 38 years. Just been laying around periodically for 38 years, showing up to the same pool, to the same situation, and never got any better. And you would think, after 38 years, sir, stop showing up at the pool then. Obviously. Because some of us ain't got 38 days in us. 38 years, and you keep going through whatever it is to get somebody to bring you here, and you don't want to do no better. And Jesus asked him a question. Do you want to be made whole? And this man gave Jesus an excuse. Now, to his credit, he was so messed up, he didn't even recognize it was Jesus. Because you can be in a situation so messed up and so bad, you don't even know when Jesus is talking to you. Can I prove it? Some of y'all in here right now, you think Ham throwing off and don't think Jesus speaking to you. Yeah. The Lord is speaking to you, but you gonna make an excuse so you ain't got to deal with it. I understand now why people don't come to Bible study and why people don't come to church. And why I get it now. Because the minute you learn it, you're accountable. And I like to be able to say, I ain't know. I love y'all so much. But we love to be able to play crazy, don't we? That when you get caught on the carpet, oh, well, I ain't know. This man gave Jesus an excuse. He said, look, I be wanting to do better. I don't have nobody help me. And every time I try to get down there to the water, somebody beat me. Now, I told you earlier that this was a legend. This was what people said. It was not the truth. So the man building his case off a lie. You start convincing yourself that you can't do no better. And start making, because you want somebody to keep making excuses for you. I don't have nobody help me. I mean, I would try to do better. I would, but ain't nobody help me. I need a tutor. I don't have nobody help me. I ain't got no car. I ain't got no education. I'm black. I grew up in the projects. I can't do no better. Built-in excuses you already have. That when you get called out, you already have those waiting to you. You know what God expects out of you. You know what God wants for you. But in case it don't happen, let me keep these excuses to fall back on. That's where your faith is messed up. Your faith is shaken today. Because God has shown you something. You see better, but you ain't willing to do what it takes to get better.
That's good.
Because I've been laying around so long, I don't even know what walking feel like. I've been living like a loser so long, I don't even want to win no more. I've been miserable so long, I don't know what joy feels like. I can watch other people have joy, but I make excuses why I can't have it. God say, you can have that same joy. Yeah, but see, I ain't got together like them. God say, you can have peace. Yeah, but when I get the job, then I feel, you know, I can't right now. Ooh, preacher. Ooh, preacher. Yeah, you know, you can have all A's too. No, because see, the teacher don't like me. You don't sit in there to be liked.
That's right.
You sit in there to learn.
That's right.
I don't care if they like you.
That's right. That's right.
You in there to learn from them. Because they got a degree. You ain't got nothing but a lunch number. You ain't got nothing. But you got these built-in excuses that mom and dad are even giving you now, young people. If anybody say something to you, let me know. Built-in excuses. Now I don't want to be accountable to sit still, to learn, to be a good steward, to be obedient, to be respectful. I don't care about y'all shutting down on me. We don't give anybody accountability anymore. Built-in excuse. Because I'm black, I got to cut up. Because I come from a single-parent home, I got to be foolish.
Right.
See, here's the seat. Y'all ready for this? It's shake-back season, right?
Yeah.
So generational curse is about to be generational blessings.
Yeah.
It's time for somebody to stop it and to start it in the same season. Go ahead, by three people, I'll be number four. I'm excited about the generational curse stopping with me, and I'm going to start a generational blessing for my family. I don't have no help, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Sir, I don't have anybody to help me. Every time I get ready to get some help to get down there, somebody already done got cut me in line.
Yes.
And I can't never get to the wall. Mm-hmm. Not even knowing who you're giving this excuse to.
Yes.
You got to eliminate these excuses. For once in your life, take accountability for yourself. For once in your life, stop blaming mama. Stop blaming daddy. Hey, stop blaming preacher. Stop blaming church service. It's just too long. Y'all like the three bears. It's too warm. It's too cool. Ain't nothing ever just right. Everything got to meet your criteria for you to accept it and take accountability. God done come to you in every case, every way, shape, form, and fashion to show you, I got you. I love you. I want you to do better. I want you to be healed. I want you to have victory. He's coming every way possible to show you yourself. Yeah, but I'm going to do better when I get it together. Tell me one person in this room right now got it together. I guess we listening. Okay. You got to eliminate these excuses you keep making. Always got an excuse for something. Built in. God say go high. Well, I ain't. The man don't, what man? You mean tell me skin color gonna stop you? Like God ain't know what color he made you. So you accept yourself as less than because of what society told you. See, I have a responsibility. I don't have to live down to other people's expectations of me. You have it within yourself today to have your own personal standards. No matter what color I am. If somebody uses proper diction, get in trouble, hand, while I'm here. Yeah. If somebody uses proper diction and makes their subject and verb degree, that's not talking white.
That's right.
That's not a color. It's talking correctly. Because somebody know how to look somebody in the eye and know how to do the right thing, you want to call them a color. But I guess being Ebonics, they had to make up a language because we don't want to be responsible and accountable people. Now y'all got to help me because I done got to that point in my life. I'm a little older now, and I done got to that point myself. I don't like what these young people say, bro. I can't. Lord, help me, Jesus. Say, bro. Bro. Y'all pray for the pastor. I'm just telling you, it's me. I'm struggling. I understand that things change and progress, but I ain't your bro. I'm an adult, and you need to respect adults. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. That will open doors for you that bro stuff ain't. A lot of bros broke, and sirs are successful. I'll shout by myself. Ma'ams are making it. Sirs are successful. Bros are broke somewhere trying to be cool. Yeah. Be better. Yeah. Want better. Yeah. Desire better.
Amen.
Help me, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Help me, Jesus.
Amen.
Desire better, child of God. Just because we have it don't mean we got to tear it up.
Right. Right.
That man being your mayor is the same as if anybody else another color was your mayor.
Right.
You are not going extensions. You ain't asking no extensions for the past mayor. No, ask for now. Now, pay your bill under him like you did under them. Stop making excuses. And then when he tell you, no, you got to pay your bill. Oh, I thought you was a sellout. I ain't selling out. I'm going to keep my job. I'm not going to get fired trying to be cool with y'all who ain't going to do right. Eliminate the excuses. I ain't got nobody to help me. I can't do no better for myself. I'm never there quick enough. Somebody always beat me to it. I was finna go down there, but I couldn't get down there. Lord have mercy. I got to be willing to take 2 hours out of my day and go talk to my child's teacher and find out what's going on. Because if I can sit in line all the way back around to Brenda's, to a railroad track, and I can sit there all day, I can take 2 hours out of my day to go find out what's going on with my child, why my child can't read, why my child can't add or subtract. Eliminate. It's time for us to shake back, people. It's time to shake back. Hold yourself and hold your children, hold your family, hold each other accountable. If you say you gonna do it, do it. If you ain't gonna do it, get out of it. I'd rather not make a vow and I got to keep it than to make a vow and never keep it. You said you want to meet the Holy Ghost here at 11 o'clock, not 11:02, not 11:17. You want to be in place at 10:59. I will bless the Lord at all times. Eliminate your excuses. You know Sunday coming. You know you got to put on some clothes. How am I saying it? You know you got to be here. Why you can't get there Sunday, but every other day of the week you get there? Eliminate excuses. You buying shoes? You buying warm-ups. You buying books. You buying more shoes. You buying J's. Ones, twos, and sevens, and 20s. iPhone 45. Samsung STHD pop. You buying all that. Pay a tenth. Pay a dime out every dollar. And see when God pour out a blessing, you won't have room to receive. Stop making excuses.
Amen. Amen.
You ain't told, go tell Ham. Tell Ham back there. I ain't got it. The Lord know my heart. He gonna know it in the dark. Talk today, God. Talk today, God.
Yes, Lord.
It is not practical, child of God, to keep wanting something for nothing. See, here it is. You got expectations for God, but God got expectations for you. Your Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. Without what? Faith. It's impossible to please the Lord. I'm out your hair now. Evaluate your environment. And then eliminate your excuses. You'll be able to establish your elevation. Here's what I love, y'all. The man complained and made an excuse to Jesus about the water. And Jesus gave him a word. See, many of your miracles in this season of your life, Shanice, when you get through taking notes, hit me. Pretend to be taking notes. In this season of your life, your miracle is going to come by you receiving the message. You won't get a lot of miracles without a message. And too many of us come in these lines and come to this altar wanting the miracle, but don't want the message. Y'all with me? Y'all, hey y'all. Jesus did not even address the excuse.
That's right.
In other words, Jesus, I don't want y'all that.
Yeah.
I love him, Somebody said, don't you love Jesus? That even you give him all that complaining, I don't even want to hear all that. We want Jesus to say, oh, okay, my bad. Like Jesus is going to say, oh, I ain't know. You ain't had no help. Oh, my bad. I got the wrong one. Jesus said, you the one I want because you've been here longer than everybody. 38 years. Yo, that's a lifetime of doing nothing. And I'm talking to people today who spent a lifetime laying around. Making excuses, making a life. You done built a career off complaining.
Yeah. Yeah.
You done lived through presidents. Mm-hmm. And ain't done no better. Uh-huh. First it was Bush was the problem. Mm-hmm. Then Clinton was the problem. Then another Bush was the problem. Then who came out? Who came out the Bush? Obama, he the problem. Then here come Trump, problem. Then Biden, the problem. Maybe you gotta stop trusting the president.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely correct. Absolutely.
Now you can't blame Trump. You knew he was when you put him in office.
That's right.
And stop teaching your kids that ain't nobody 15 know nothing about Trump. Trump holding us down. The kids ain't even voted. They don't know nothing about Trump. But these built-in excuses.
That's right.
Watch this, y'all. The Lord did not.